and Frankenstein became one in a comedy, in a something. I have no idea. We'll find out. But, and this is all from a group of wonderful students that are, have come to us from Oxford, from Switzerland, from Stanfordville. Wait a minute. And from Pine Plains, I believe. So let's start with who you are, your names, and what the name of the troupe is. Amelia, would you like to start?
My name is Amelia Rose, and the troupe is called the Annandale Troupe. And I've been doing it since I was 6 or 7. I started in 1995. I'm attending Bard College. I'm actually a literature major, so this is really exciting for me to.
Have you read all of Mary Shelley's works?
Yes, I think so.
Frankenstein?
Yes, 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 I have.
Oh, great. And so we'll come back to Amelia Rose. And now our youngest member, let's skip over to our youngest member, Kika, who is 10 years old and has been a member of this troupe for a while. Kika, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Kika Reinhardt, and I'm 10 years old, and I've been doing it since I was 4.
Oh, 4? Oh, so not when you were 1 or a baby, you didn't get dragged there? Oh, that's interesting. And Christina?
Yeah. Christina. This is my 6th year with the Annandale Troupe. I started out acting in it for 4 years, and yeah, this is my 6th year. I'm having an amazing time.
And so you're not an actor anymore?
Not anymore.
What are you now?
I am now behind the scenes, associate directoring, running whatever needs help running.
And next year you're going to Oxford, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
In September. So Christina, it's great to meet you. And Fetter? How about you, Fetter? How long have you been a member of the troupe, and who are you?
Well, I'm Fetter. I've been doing Annandale since I was 5, and this is my first year as a counselor, which is very exciting.
And what does a counselor do?
I run after the little ones, basically.
how little are they?
Well, the youngest one is 5, and the oldest one right now, I think, is 13. So it's a nice age group that we have.
Oh, great. And so the official name, Fetter, of this group is?
The Annandale Troupe.
Just the Annandale Troupe. And
yep.
Now let's go to a little bit of history. How did this group come about? Fetter, why don't you tell me, start with that, and then we'll go to Amelia Rose.
Well, the Annandale Troupe was started out at Bard College, and it's named after Annandale on the Hudson. It was started by Catherine Aldridge and
Natalie.
Yeah. And so we did it at a couple years at Bard College, and then we moved it over to Wings Castle.
And now, Amelia Rose, you are at Bard College now, so you're going back to it. Were you part of the troupe when it was at Bard originally?
Yeah,
definitely. We were there for, I think, 4 years before we went to the Wings Castle.
Yeah.
What was it like coming on Bard campus and as an adult or a young adult?
It was very strange because there was like almost no transition because I basically grew up on campus. It's kind of like just another home, so it was very easy to transition.
So now you're performing at Wings Castle, which is in Millbrook, and I've been to the performances a number of times, and they're wonderful. I was reminiscing about a time when the lightning and thunder were coming over the castle, and I'm going, whoa, good sound effects, good visual effects. How do they do that?
There's always a lot of unexpected things during our performances.
Which makes it, like, so much fun.
That's right. It's a great fun thing. Christina, yesterday, did you go? You were there at yesterday's performance?
I was.
Oh, and what happened?
It was a great performance. A lot of things, the traditional opening night things happened. A couple lines went astray, some fun jumping around in the order of what was meant to happen in the script. But it all pulled together the way it's supposed to. You know, fingers crossed, it'll all come together, it'll be fine. And the audience was laughing. I was in stitches behind the stage. And the kids had an amazing time, which is, at the end of the day, what's important.
So it's true that they had your first performance yesterday, and you have another performance Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all at 7:30. Tickets are at the gate. Mm-hmm. You don't need to call ahead for reservations.
Nope.
And so now let's go back to, you said that in this particular one you have 5-year-old up to 13-year-olds, is that right?
Yes, we do.
So who is it really for, the Annandale Troupe? What age level is Christina?
Everyone. We've had as old as 16 before. That was when I had to stop acting, sadly. I was 16 when I stopped. We've had as young as four-year-olds come and start out, having fun jumping up on the stage, saying one line or two nice and loudly to the audience. We give them a big clap. So any age between, you know, 4, 16, we cater to all of them.
Great. It's a wonderful experience. And do you actually speak the Shakespearean lines as they were meant to be?
We do. We try to make them easy to understand for the audience, for the kids. So we break it down. We talk about what Shakespeare really means, what his emotions are, you know, the same as we have today, so that they can really act them out so that everybody knows exactly what's going on, can understand the big drama and the comedy behind everything. So, yeah, original Shakespeare.
How many weeks and days do you practice before you do the performance?
5 weeks of camp. So the first week, couple weeks or so, we're just sort of getting used to who Shakespeare is, getting into acting on stage. And then the last 3 weeks or so are actual rehearsals on stage, getting costumes, running lines, getting ready for the big weekend.
So you're doing 5 weeks of camp, 5 days a week, from 9:30 to 3? So that's quite a thing. Usually performances are, what, 3 weeks of practice or so? So,
yeah.
So you're taking these, whatever age down to, you said four at one time, up to 16, and taking them for 5 weeks, and they become Shakespearean actors.
Yeah. Hopefully.
We hope.
Yeah. At least by Sunday they will be.
Kika, Kika's our 10-year-old, and in the play, what part are you?
I'm Baron Frankenstein, Dr. Frankenstein's father, and I'm a witch.
Oh, you do both at the same time? Do you have one costume on the front and one on the back?
No, I don't. I have to switch costumes in the middle of the play.
How easy is it to switch costumes?
It's not that easy. I kind of have to run around because I'm on pretty soon. But, yeah, no.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
So have you ever worn the wrong costume out at the wrong time?
Yeah, I have.
So there's no one helping you, telling you which costume to wear? You just have to figure it out yourself?
Kind of, yeah.
Let me see. Am I going to be the witch or am I going to be... That's amazing. I think everybody should come and watch this play tonight or Saturday or Sunday. It's 7:30, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Wings Castle in Millbrook. It's a wonderful, wonderful place to watch it. It's got a great bunch of students that have been working on this, not only students helping teach the younger students, but also being part of it. So we have the Annandale troupe with us today. Now, I'm curious, how did Shakespeare and Shelley become one? Who's going to tell me this?
Amelia? Okay, I guess I'll start. So the director, Peter Wing, who actually built the castle himself, he wrote the script, but he took lines from Shakespeare and created a script. And basically, it converted very well. It's quite beautiful, and it's like it came out as a tragedy, but then by the time it got to the stage and the kids started having fun with it, it became a comedy. So it's a lot of fun, and the script works amazingly well. The first time I read it, I was shocked how well it went into Frankenstein. Basically, the idea is that Mary Shelley, who wrote Frankenstein when she was 18, had a background in Shakespeare anyway, so she kind of had that in the back of her head while she was writing Frankenstein. And since, you know, Shakespeare is such a master of tragedies and all of that, it fused quite well.
I can imagine it being a comedy with four-year-olds and
yes.
five-year-olds in there. And Kika, you're a terrific actor, I'm sure, as one of the 10-year-olds. You try. Kika says she tries, but she's got to learn to speak into the mic. So how did this the Annandale troupe, who started it? You talked about who started, but why was it started? Let's go back to the beginning and say, why would you start a troupe for 4 to 16-year-olds?
I think it was mostly because there were a lot of kids in the area who whose parents wanted them to have like a background in something really substantial, and Shakespeare was, just such a great choice. And plus we had the Bard campus to use, which was a wonderful space as well, because we had a courtyard there, which is where we started, and then it kind of developed from there, and we had a board and all of that. So I think it just sort of evolved by itself.
And we've always put it also in different time periods. So like 1 year we had three boys do the witches scene on Harley Davidson's. And it really just teaches the kids that Shakespeare is important, it is relevant, and you can use it in all different ways in life. I mean, it has helped me so much in my schooling. I mean, I been able to actually correct my teacher sometimes on some of the Shakespeare things. So it really...
You mean you've told her that there are Harley Davidsons in it?
Well, once or twice maybe, but just like some of the hidden meanings, you know, and you have a better understanding of it. So it is a big help. It's an amazing thing.
That's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up. Now we have a commercial, or a sponsorship from Rotary that JP will play for us.
In 1985, while polio was paralyzing 1,000 children a day, Rotary International committed to a goal of ending polio worldwide. Very soon now, after contributing nearly $600 million and immunizing over 2 billion children, the goal will be achieved. Eradicating polio worldwide. That is humanity in motion. That is Rotary.
Well, thank you very much. Now, that is great. Rotary does a lot of wonderful things, works with students all over. If you want to become a member of Rotary, you can go to rotary.org, and you can look at the website, and it has a membership form that you can download and find the nearest Rotary to you. There are Rotaries that meet in the morning, meet in the afternoon, and meet for supper. And each Rotary is unique, just like each of these Shakespearean troops that we have. We have one Shakespearean troupe, but we have to have a Shakespearean actor in the room with us as well, Eileen Charbonneau. And I just have to ask her a question about how does this troupe compare to the ones that you've worked with?
I think this troupe would fit very well with the Hudson Valley Shakespeare, which is up in down in Cold Spring, New York. They're an actors' equity group, and they have a special program for young people every year, an apprenticeship program for high school seniors. So I would think that the Annandale troupe would fit very well into that program and would be a shoo-in with how familiar they are with Shakespeare already. And they do Shakespeare. That Shakespeare troupe is world-renowned, and it's an outside tent theater in the summer. And they do Shakespeare, it seems to me, like you folks do Shakespeare. You know, they'll put it on Harleys, they'll put it in the 60s, they'll do a lot of cross-dressing sometimes. So that the audience gets really mixed up with all that gender bending in the comedies. And I think you'd fit right in with them. So please come up. Come down to Cold Spring.
It might be fun to have a dueling Shakespeare where you do a scene, they do a scene, back and forth against each other. And one's a comedy, one's a tragedy, but they're the same scene. So now it's time for Presidential Brainiac, which we do in the middle of every show. And we have some wonderful students here who will be able to answer the questions that we will give them about past presidents or past vice presidents or their spouses. So our first question is...
Can I just say that two of us are educated in the British system? No, that we are exempt from this. No. Even if we are American citizens, we are educated the English way. So
we plead ignorance.
Current affairs, past current affairs. Oh, you will know this one. Who was the first president to ride to his inauguration in a car?
Don't look at me. I don't know.
Kika, you're 10. You must know this.
Kika, you're a little.
I don't know. Take
a guess.
No. Garfield?
Oh, good guess, but no, that's not correct. It's Warren G. Harding.
Oh, I don't know.
Soon after the Soon after inauguration, Harding refused to allow the United States to enter the League of Nations. That was a terrible thing he did. Now, here's the next question. Which amendment forbids any government official that has ever rebelled against the United States from becoming president?
Should we pick a random number?
Pick a random number. I'll tell you, it's an even number.
An even number.
Will you repeat the question?
Which amendment forbids any government official that has ever rebelled against the United States from becoming president?
How high do the numbers go?
Oh, my God. 8?
I would guess 14.
Oh, you're good. 14 is correct.
Wow. Did you see it?
I did not.
JP, did he see it? Oops, I got the answer instead. Sorry. Which Democratic president was the first since Franklin Delano Roosevelt to be elected to and serve a complete second term?
The first Clinton? Since?
Clinton is right. Bill Clinton.
Yes. Way to go, Senator. Nice,
who was educated in the Swiss system, which studies
English,
Swiss.
Actually. It's British school in Switzerland.
Oh, British school in Switzerland. In 1996, he won a second term in office when he heard, when he beat Bob Dole by 220 electoral votes. Electoral votes. Now, the last question, we didn't do an easy question, so we'll do an easy question.
Okay.
We're actually not sure which direction the colors go, if this is easier or harder, but we'll try a red one. Who was the first president to deliver his inaugural address from memory?
Oh.
Which you as
yeah.
What you actors must know.
I'm going to say Reagan.
Yeah, because he's an actor.
Franklin Pierce.
Oh.
Pierce's speech was 3,319 words long.
Oh.
Very good. We have wonderful students here. Our future is safe.
Ah, yes.
Now, we've been talking today with the Annandale Troupe, which is performing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 7:30, and they have translated or melded Frankenstein, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, with Shakespeare, and they have created what was a tragedy, they turned it into a comedy. And
By accident. That's important to get out there.
Better.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Kika, let's start with you. I want you to give me some of your lines that you've memorized. You have two parts. You're the Baron.
And the Witch.
And the Witch. So let's start with, which one do you want to be first?
I'll be the Witch.
All right, let's hear something from the Witch.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Come on, you better know your lines.
No, okay. Harpier cries, 'tis time, 'tis time. It's my witch line.
Okay, good. Oh, good.
Practice anyway.
Ready?
Ready. One, two, three.
Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Now, how about the Baron? You really look like a Baron. Maybe Baron Weasel, but...
Okay, as a decrepit father takes delight to see his active child do deeds of youth.
Nice.
I love the way you changed your voice, too. Very, very nice. Now, Fed, are you, you're in, too, right? You have a couple parts?
I'm the beer maid, actually.
Oh.
Actually, yes. So, both. Amelia and I, we come on, and we're in our little peasant outfits, and we hand out beer steins, and we dance with the children, and we also perform the Monster Mash.
Yes.
So
fantastic.
If you see two women out of place, you'll know it's us.
And I have a giant red wig that's like three times the size of my head, so it's really fun.
Yeah, we have bonnets on, and
yes.
Then did you have to memorize every line of the whole play, or do you just have a script that you...
We have a script.
I might have come close, though.
Whoa.
Just going through all of the lines of all of the kids. I'm pretty good at knowing their lines at this point, completely accidentally.
Let's hear some different lines.
Oh, my. Some different lines. Well, Frankenstein, when he goes completely crazy, is to shout, "Show us the hand of God!
Show us the hand of God!"
It's kind of the Shakespeare version of, "It's alive!" So he does that a lot. Also, if it's like last night, he throws in a couple lines there. If ever someone's not sure of their line, he just goes, let's do something crazy. Like throw himself in the dead body and go, "It's so beautiful!" So, you know, whatever happens, happens.
All right, and some others.
Who else do we have? We've got our swooning Elizabeth, who rejects the love of Victor for Dr. Frankenstein, which perhaps is not the wisest choice. If you come to the performance, you'll see Dr. Frankenstein's makeup. He's gaunt and purple-looking with these, like, huge black things around his eyes. But Elizabeth loves him, so she swoons a couple times. Some lines from Romeo and Juliet there. We have our monster, who... feels very deeply. Actually, the monster is our one part which is not terribly comedic in the show, except that our monster is quite short. She does have a square head, but she is quite short. She delivers some deep lines from Hamlet.
Yeah. Kills a few people, actually.
Oh, yeah,
very
and kills quite a few people.
Mm-hmm. And how old is she?
She's
11.
Yeah, I think she's 11.
11-year-old monster.
Mm-hmm. Crazier things have happened in Annandale.
When Mr. Wing actually wrote the script, he didn't just take the lines from the play. He also took it from the sonnets and some of his poems. So there's one part where Dr. Waldman, a colleague of Dr. Frankenstein, recites lines from The Rape of Lucrezia, which is a very epic poem that It doesn't make sense. Anyway, but it's a poem that Shakespeare wrote. So he also took from that.
That's great. So what are your feelings about working with this troupe for many years and working with different people? And just give us some funny stories about things that have happened.
Oh, God.
During your camp, during the shows.
Well,
right, Fedder's got some stories.
The improv lines are always the best.
Yes.
It's like just little things that people put in are just hilarious. And then one year we did Jerry Springer.
Oh, I remember that. Yep.
I forget what play it was for, but we did a whole Jerry Springer scene. I think it was for Midsummer's Night Dream. But that was hilarious because everyone comes on, they're like, Oberon, Oberon, Oberon. So, we kind of add that. But it's a big family, basically. If you even come for 1 year, you're still a part of the troupe.
Yeah, we have, four people coming back just to help with the performance this year from previous years. They just want to be around for a little while.
Yeah, they want to be in the atmosphere.
Yeah, it's really fun. I mean, this is my, oh my God, I think this is probably my 11th year involved with the camp. So, I mean, clearly, I'm really attached.
Yeah.
I love a camp, so, yeah.
We have four amazing people here talking about, well, plus Eileen, who's our visitor, four amazing students and past students who are part of the Annandale troupe, and their performances are, they had one yesterday, but they have another one Friday, tonight, Saturday, and Sunday. All are at 7:30 at Wayne's Castle. Tickets are at the door. There are no official seating, so you want to bring a chair, right?
Well, there are chairs.
Now we have chairs? Okay. We used to have to bring lawn chairs long time. But come and visit. Come and watch it. It's a tragedy turned into a comedy by accident. And they have put Shakespeare's Shelley. No, wait a minute. Shakespeare
Mary
and Mary Shelley and Shakespeare together. Yes. See how easy it is to get them mixed up. Well, now let's talk about Peter Wing. Who knows how Peter Wing came to do this, to put the two together. Peter Wing is the writer and director.
Oh, Kika knows.
Kika knows.
Well, in Stanfordville, there's a Frankenstein's fortress, I guess, right?
Yeah.
You mean during Halloween?
Yeah, it's like the haunted house. And so when he does that, I guess he's interested in Frankenstein. And he has like the whole laboratory. He has like Dr. Frankenstein in it and Igor and the monster and everything. And so I guess he took it from that and decided to add it with Annandale and Shakespeare.
It's also, by the way, that Frankenstein's Fortress is, it's for Halloween, and he does all the makeup and everything for it, and there's tons of kids involved, and it's absolutely terrifying. So if you get the chance to go, it's pretty amazing.
What is his experience in the writing and directing field? Has he done, is this his first? Other than the Haunted House.
He wrote a book.
Oh, do you remember? Hey, what's the name of the book? Do you know?
I think it's like a murder story. I'm not sure.
A mystery. He wrote a mystery?
Well, maybe.
Oh, something. At this Wings Castle, can you describe Wings Castle to me, where you're holding it?
It's beautiful. It's absolutely amazing. Like, it works so well with the play. And the view is out over the vineyards and across the mountains. So
the Millbrook Vineyards?
Beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the castle is just amazing. Like, there's a tower that the monster, the monster looks down from, and there's a big pool in the back that he, like, built into the castle, like a moat, and it's amazing.
Is the moat, can you swim in it? I heard swooning.
Yeah.
Do they swoon into the moat? Has that happened?
No, only by accident. In past years, during the performances, some of the apparitions jumped into the pool from Macbeth, so that was really cool. I got to do that.
that was an apparition.
Still him.
We're going to take a quick break from Rotary and have a message from Rotary.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Whether it's helping to eliminate a dreaded disease, volunteering at a food bank, or equipping a school library, Rotary is people who know that by working together, you can do anything. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Okay, and we're back. Thank you very much. Amelia has some funny stories to tell, or interesting stories, or some kind of stories. Let's find out.
Well, there's always unexpected things during our performances, like I said. And one year, it was our last performance, and it was the last year that our oldest male actor was allowed to be in the play because he was 16. And he and another girl had a kissing scene. And and so they talked about it beforehand, but when they got on stage, the kissing scene ended up lasting about 5 minutes. and they just, there was hooting from the audience because all of his friends came that night too. So they were just, I mean, after a while of hooting, you know, they went silent and they were still making out. And then eventually they finally went off stage and they were both like cracking up. And I think that's probably the most memorable thing for me because it was just so outrageous and it lasted so long. So yeah, that's a good memory.
Christina.
Funnily enough, I also have a kissing story. One with Pika will, I am sure, remember. I had to.
She looks mortified right now, by the way.
Oh, God, I feel mortified. It was As You Like It. I was told by my director I had to kiss the lead at our wedding scene at the end, and Pika went nuts. She starts screaming, they have to kiss! And every single dress rehearsal, the director's like, okay, Christina, remember, you gotta do the kiss. And I go, okay, and we get ready. And suddenly we could hear Kika, this tiny little thing, shoving people aside going, move, I gotta see this. And my grandmother turned up and I had to be sat down by the director, who said, just so you know, your granddaughter is gonna have to kiss somebody on the stage, so you're aware. And oh, I'm so mortified.
That was also one of the counselors acting in the play.
Yes, it was. I was 15, he was 21.
Ooh.
Yes. Oh yeah, it was pretty entertaining.
Better,
for some people.
Better, do you have a
Yes,
story.
I do. 2 years ago, it was my last performance, and I was doing the Cleopatra death scene. You know, it was very serious, very something. It was our first night, and I start giggling uncontrollably. I was just dying of laughter, and it was like, you know, I was about to die, you know, and then the maid comes on bringing the snake, who also happens to be like my best friend. So then we both start laughing hysterically, and then even when we're on the floor and we're supposed to be dead, we're still laughing, and we were just crying from it. And it was, you know, it was an actual performance, but it was just so funny.
That's a great story. Kika, do you have another story to tell us?
No, I don't. Do you, I can't remember one.
Do you remember that move? No. Move I've got to see?
Yeah, I do.
How old were you? Do you remember how old you were?
When was it?
Seven or six?
Seven or six, either one.
Oh, a long time
seven,
ago.
Seven, I think.
A long time ago.
I have one more. Really quick.
Amelia's going to tell us another quick
Actually,
story.
Actually, Feder and Kika's older brother was in this with me, and my line was, I had a bastard by Polixenes, and I was pregnant, and Nicholas, their brother, was accusing me of having an affair, and it was very dramatic, and Nicholas, by accident, said, I had a bastard by Polixenes. He sits there looking at me like, oh no, what did I do? And I'm like, I'm sitting there with my big brown belly, you know, and I'm like giggling hysterically. It was very memorable.
How old were you then?
I think I was 11.
So, we've been talking with the Annandale Troupe, and they're a group of Shakespearean students and producers, directors, assistant directors, past members of the troupe, and they have a performance tonight, Saturday and Sunday at 7:30, and there are tickets at the door, and there is really no door because it's outside, at Wings Castle in Millbrook. It was a tragedy turned comedy. It is Frankenstein and Shakespeare, Mary Shelley and Shakespeare together in one show. And this has been Rotary Radio. And this is your host, Scott Meyer, speaking to you from New York's beautiful Hudson Valley and Rotary District 7210. And this event has been sponsored by the Lutheran Care Center on Route 44. Thank you very much.
And you are listening to WHBW. We are the heart and soul of American music. It is 12:30.